Vince, Dale, Michael, and Steve Yossi here as well. How are you?
Could be better.
I hear you.
Be
I'm not used to seeing it, so I'm not used to saying it either. Vince, I thought your defense got pushed around last night.
It wasn't a good outing for none of us. I mean, we couldn't do nothing defensively. We couldn't slow them down at all. We couldn't stop nobody. First, second, third down, you name it. We just never got it done. We knew going into the game that this team, once they get ahead, it's kind of tough to play them because that's where they want to be. And, you know, once they got ahead, we kind of we never got a chance to get into the game, get in the groove, and they took advantage of it. So they outperformed us, they outplayed us, they out everything. And, you know, you saw the score and how nobody slept and didn't score, but we got to be able to bounce back, you know, take corrections, you know, look at the mistakes and move forward. But, you know, it's kind of good kick time for us as a team. I'm not saying it's the end of the road, but at the same time, we got to raise our level of play. And it starts with everybody. Everybody is involved. Only people know what we need to do is us. The coaches and us, you know, it's in that locker room. So we got to get it done on a short week this week, facing another great team this week, Cincinnati. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be red riding high after that performance we put out there. So we got to be able to deal with it from here on out until we show guys that we have the shit. We're going to have to deal with everybody's best.
Vince, did you think a team was capable of doing this to you guys?
I don't know. I mean, I know when we play good football, I mean, we're a tough football team, but when you got those three phases, if you can't win two of those three phases, and last night I think the only phase we won was special teams, the other two we didn't show up, and that put a lot of stress on our special teams. But you can't win like that. You got to be all three phases. That's when you're at your best, when all three phases clicking together. And we just didn't click yesterday.
So you talk about gut check time a couple of minutes ago, and you see what happened there last night. I think it's fair to say, well, do they have the right talent? Do they have the right guys who can do it? Do you look at the guys around you, and do you know? I mean, a lot of these guys you haven't played with, do you know, or you didn't play with them last year, do you know that this is the right group?
I think we have the right guys. I really do. I think we have a combination of a bunch of guys that can come in to play in certain situations. But the thing is, getting in those situations and being able to play these guys. But you know, when times get hard, you can be able to fall back on some of your best players, some of your best play calling, and play football. You know, a lot of times, you know, we overthink things at times, and it costs us. You know, and I think the more aggressive we play as a defense or as a team, the more we dictate how we want to play the game, and let teams kind of play off of us, the better we'll be. But we can't do that, you know, when we're falling behind 14-0 or 17-0 and defensively we can't stop anyone. We can't get no credit, no turnover, something that we preach on, that we started off the year great with. So we just have to get back to playing Patriot football the way we know how to play. But yes, I do think we have a group of guys that can get it done, but we got to show on a consistent basis that we're good enough to get it done.
Vince, what was the immediate message in the locker room after the game from Belichick and the coaching staff?
It was basically just, you know what, guys, we didn't play our best. You know, they did everything that we thought they was going to do. They didn't come out and trick us or nothing. We got to get back to the drawing board and move forward. You know, in a short week, we got to make the corrections and move forward. You know, and you know, I think right now you don't need a coach to tell you what you need. I think it's you know, it comes from the players to make sure we all have each other back at the end of the day. You know, and that was the message to the team. It's like, look, guys, we're going to stick together. I'm pretty sure we'll be the worst NFL team in the league this week. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bunch of negative stuff said about us this week. But we know what we have in this locker room. And we just got to, you know, continue to stick together and continue to play well. But when we play well, we do good things. But when we don't play well, we don't play as good as a team. So we just got to just continue to build on one another, continue to move forward and get better. And that's the key, getting better. Because once we hit in October and November and those months, then we got to really be at our best. And we need to get there.
Talking with Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork. Vince, you said that you think you do have the talent on this roster to do the things you want to do. Is your team tough enough, mentally and physically?
I really think so. I mean, like I said, it's you always try to judge a team off their toughness of, you know, going into, you know, on the road and hostile environments and see how you can perform and everything like that. And, you know, we dropped two games on the road. We won one on the road. So, but I really think deep down, you know, in my heart that we have a mentally tough team. We have a physically tough team. We have a good group of guys. I really do believe that. And, I mean, we probably haven't shown it enough over the first 4 weeks, but you know what? The more we play and the more guys, you know, have the confidence and believe in one another, the more it'll show itself. So I remember we pride ourselves around here, you know, playing close games, playing good games, and being able to pull those, you know, games out at the end of the moment. And we have to get back to that. You know, when we win two clutch games, we got to be able to find a way to win. That's what good football teams do. When you're down 17-0, come out in the second half, play the best second half that you played all year. That's what good teams do. And obviously we didn't do that last week. So it starts with everybody. You know, nobody's off the hood. Nobody played well enough to say, well, you know, we're not talking to me. No, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to our leaders. I'm talking to the coaches. I'm talking to everybody. We all got to be better. And we will be better. And, I mean, that's not a question, but I want to see it sooner rather than later for us to get better as a team. I don't want to wait until middle of the season and then all of a sudden we're starting to play better football. I want to see it this week with Cincinnati with a good football team. I want to see it start this week.
Vince, as one of the leaders and one of the senior members of this team and a lot of younger guys on this team, what's the message that you're getting to those guys? What are you and how do you bring them along to what you guys want to be?
Well, you just got to keep preaching, man. We got to play together. We got to play more consistent. Play good football. It's not hard. I mean, my 5-year-old son knows bad football when he sees it. So when you're talking to grown men, we understand when we screwed up and when we didn't screw it up. So that's not the hard part. It's just being honest about the whole situation and moving forward from it, learning from it. And the more you look at stuff and the more you know, you game plan, the more you do all these things. And once you start seeing positive signs, when you do something right, you get positive things. And I mean, that's what you live for. So, we've had some positive times and we have negative times. So, our job is to keep after it, you know, keep working hard. Hopefully it'll get better. And then, like I said, I believe it's going to get better. I'm not the one sitting here saying that I think we're in trouble. No, I think we have the people that's got the capability of us to be a special, you know, football team, especially on defensively. So, but we got to be able to show that day in and day out. We just can't pick and choose when we want to play good football. It don't work like that. So, we just got to keep chopping it a bit and getting better each week. And, you know, we're back to the drawing board and we're going to move forward.
Vince, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.